It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the proper response to big government. Those of us living in the Southern Marin cities still have varying levels of local government, but in my opinion, the tide is definitely moving in the direction of centralization. I am first going to review quickly why I believe we are evolving to a county government here in Marin. Then I will give you some anecdotal evidence of what results from such a centralization. And at the end of the show, I will share some thoughts on what you can do to protect yourself. The first bit of evidence in support of the government centralization is the recent absorption of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire District. I heard even a Sausalito City Councilman say during the whole debate on the issue that he envisioned that eventually there would just be one Marin County Fire Department. That's centralization. I also look at the hullabaloo regarding the housing element. The time that was committed by governments and private citizens, and the far-reaching implications of this allegedly well-intentioned bit of regulation. All this turmoil resulted from action at the state level and follow-on policy-making by the Association of Bay Area Governments, with truly very little input from the local level. Finally, I look at the financial condition of many counties and cities currently. When the storm finally hits, and it is coming, there will be tremendous pressure to consolidate to improve fiscal productivity and financial health with a central county government. So what does consolidation mean for you? Well, I can best illustrate the implications of such a centralization by providing some examples. I recently learned that a woman was unable to persuade the crew of a Southern Marin Fire District ambulance to take her husband to a hospital across the bridge in San Francisco. The responders took the man to Marin General instead. Now, the crew may well have, and I am certain they were, following official district policy. But ask yourself, would you have a better chance of having such a policy changed at the local city level or at some higher, more remote level? My doctor and hospital are in San Francisco, and a trip to Marin General would be a delay to my care in an emergency. No one successfully challenged the housing element numbers generated by the state and by the Association of Bay Area Governments, at least not directly. I did learn from a discussion with the association staff that they could not recreate the numbers generated for Marin County. So the county and local governments were jumping through hoops to satisfy numbers that were essentially made up. Corte Madera did not challenge the numbers directly, but opted to completely extract themselves from the association. The housing element has had a far-reaching impact on zoning, entitlements, and density bonuses. Again, with apparently nothing to support the changes. You will feel the impact if you want to convert your duplex into a single-family home. No can do, thanks to the housing element. Just recently, the city of Palo Alto has mounted a legal challenge to the 2,000 units the housing element required the city to meet. The housing element numbers are based on aggressive growth assumptions for the California population. Latest figures from the state show an actual decline in population. So you go, Palo Alto, and let's hope other cities and counties join with them. So what should you do? I hardly suggest you be vigilant. The Marin IJ recently had an editorial on why you should carefully read your tax bill. The editorial praised one individual who discovered both he and his landlord were paying the same tax. Kudos to Roy Given, the county tax guru, for jumping right on this issue and refunding some significant sums to primarily residents of mobile home parks and floating homes. This is not necessarily the result of consolidation, But the confusion is more likely as government grows larger. If you have particular needs you expect the government to meet, such as emergency response, check now as to what will happen if you make the call. Forewarned is forearmed. As I said, I don't want to end up at Marin General, and your ability to have an impact at the time of the emergency is apparently far less than you might think. Finally, considering joining a group like Citizen Marin, there is power in numbers when you are up against a large opponent. Google Citizen Marin to learn more about this group and learn about the group's first town hall meeting on March 20th in San Rafael. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.